Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Further emphasizing the point with regards to choosing and purchasing a good animal for qurbani, an incident that is quoted of Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind rahimahullah. It's an astonishing incident of Hazrat Shaykh ul-Hind rahimahullah, which truly highlights the spirit and the real spirit of qurbani. Shaykh ul-Hind, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Hassan Sahib Deobandi rahimahullah, was a great saint and a scholar of his time. He would tend to his qurbani cow for the entire year. He would personally wash and feed the animal. The cow would also become very attached to him. When he would leave his home to deliver the lessons of Sahih Bukhari Sharif and other books of hadith at Darul Uloom Deoband, it would follow him to the madrasa gate where it would sit down. When he would return at noon after the lessons, it would follow him back home. When the days of qurbani drew near, he would lessen its normal feed, which was grass, and substitute it with buckets full of milk and jalebi, sweetmeats. He would also apply mehndi to it, place flowers on its back and beautify it, because Allah's most beloved wealth should be spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus he would begin to love the animal very deeply. After the salah of Eidul Adha, he would slaughter it and cry a little as well. Then he would immediately purchase another cow. Once he kept a cow which he fed for the entire year, he would take it to the jungle after Asr and allow it to run for the purpose of exercise. It became so healthy that he received offers of up to 80 rupees, whereas a healthy cow in those days would cost approximately 10 or 15 rupees. However, he did not accept any offer for it and sacrificed it on the day of qurbani. Since it was his habit to offer a few qurbani every year, he desired to do the same whilst he was. He nevertheless forwarded the request for an animal to be made available to be allowed to slaughter it. Something which comes out from the heart definitely has its effect. They sold him a sheep for 7 guineas, 7 gold coins, which he paid very happily. On the 10th of Zulhijjah, he offered the qurbani, calling out the takbir in a loud voice. In that land of Kufr, where the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam had not been carried out since the fall of the Islamic rule. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also inspire us to fulfill this great act and every other sunnah of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the greatest passion, and allow us to follow in the footsteps of these illustrious personalities. Ameen.